this is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Dude, my kid loves Marvel's Spider-Man now.
No way. How?
Lingo Kids. They have Spider-Man themed activities. It's completely safe, like if someone took our comics and made them perfect for a four-year-old.
I still hang on to my old collection. Does it have Disney Moana 2? My daughter is obsessed.
Disney Moana, Frozen, Zootopia, it's all in there.
I'm downloading this right now.
Full of fun activities inspired by beloved stories from Disney and more, Lingo Kids is where little ones discover more about favorite characters, and maybe yours too.
Everything kids love. Download it for free.
Dry eyes still feel gritty, rough, or tired? With MIEBO, eyes can feel...
MIEBO, oh yeah.
MIEBO, perfluorohexaloctane ophthalmic solution, is used to treat the signs and symptoms of dry eye disease. It's the only prescription dry eye drop that forms a protective layer for the number one cause, too much tear evaporation. So eyes can find relief that's...
MIEBO, oh.
Don't use if allergic to MIEBO. Remove contacts before using and wait at least 30 minutes before putting them back in. Eye redness and blurred vision may occur. For more info, talk to your eye doctor. Call 1-844-MIEBO-YEAH or visit MIEBO.com.
Hey everyone, it's Cal Penn. I'm inviting you to join the best sounding book club you've ever heard with my podcast, Earsay, the Audible and iHeart Audiobook Club. Every episode, I nerd out with amazing guests and dive into the best new audiobooks available on Audible. It's the book club for your ears. Listen to Earsay, the Audible and iHeart Audiobook Club on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick moment for Reef, because comfort is kind of their love language. You probably know them for sandals, but the Women's Neptune is proof that they're just as good at everyday shoes. I love that it looks put together, but feels insanely comfortable. I can throw it on and go, and my feet never feel tired, even on long, busy days. This is the one that you grab when your day's already moving. Coffee run, airport dash, errands that turn into plans. The crushback heel lets you wear it your way, the lightweight feel keeps things easy, and the soft quilted insole is the reason that your feet don't complain. Cute, comfortable, zero overthinking. Check out the Women's Neptune on Reef.com and treat yourself to 15% off your first purchase.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and two-time People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
Hello, everybody.
We are scrubbing in.
Nah.
How you doing?
Doing dandy. How you doing?
I'm great. Just absolutely. Like, after doing the first podcast, I feel like I'm in, like, the groove, you know?
You do? I get so tired.
So, Haley doing all this press. I mean, she did so much press for the movie. Like, for 2 weeks, it was, like, multiple interviews every day. But... for a while, she was just doing podcasts here and there, starting out the press. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I don't know how y'all do multiple podcasts back to back. I am exhausted. It's like, that's right. Showbiz, baby. We've been doing this. When you've been doing it for
just a little flex.
9 years.
Like, get her getting asked the same questions over and over. That's the thing I think about.
I do feel like that would be, like, if we were having the same conversation over and over again, I think we'd be, like, tired.
You're right.
You know?
You're right.
We like.
Although... I feel like I could just go through and answer any questions they have for her. I can answer. I know them off the top of my head.
Because I feel like when I did my press for my book, it was like really the only thing I can kind of equate it to. And it's true. It's like there's this monotony to it. You know, like there's like these pillars that everybody asks you about. And it's just like, how many times can I have the same? But it's to so many different audiences. So it's like you kind of have to say this, you know, the same thing, just to spread.
Right.
So I do think maybe Haley's experience was different than ours.
It's like the Lady Gaga when she was doing
Born This or what no
Life no
with Bradley Cooper.
A star
was born.
Star is born.
Yeah.
And they were, she said, 100, you can have 100 people in the room and all it takes is one to believe in you or whatever. And it's like that story is so impactful, but then with TikTok and social media it gets put into like a, you know, a video, a whole video every time you say it.
Everyone's like, ooh.
Yeah. You've heard it once, you've heard it before.
Yeah, it's not giving authentic. That's the problem.
I know, but it's like how many stories can you come up with for every different interview?
I don't know what's your job. Think about it.
Yeah, she could have maybe switched up the wording.
Especially when it's like such an impactful line. Like, you can't just keep using that.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, someone made
in the age of social media, like...
Someone did a video where it was... It was the wow, okay trend, but it was her saying that line, and it was like different ways she was saying it. The internet's so funny
sometimes.
Yeah,
that is pretty good. The internet's also scary sometimes.
It is so scary.
Yeah.
I
think I have to stop ingesting so much.
Yeah.
Because I also take everything, I think everybody's like an expert, you know what I mean? And Robbie will be like, babe, these people don't know what they're talking about. Why are you listening to them? And I'm like, but they say I need to eat this to for my mitochondria. And he's like, who the fuck is that person? Like, you need to stop and get off the scrolling. And I'm like, I think he might be right. Because you can't control what you see. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And my algorithm knows what it's doing.
Haley said something to me about not washing your dog's bowls or something.
Yes.
Not washing them. Like being, you shouldn't wash them.
Keeping them dirty?
Or something.
The bacteria is good or something?
Something. And I go, okay. Sometimes you just got to log off, you know?
Yeah. But I'm like Haley. Like anything I see, I like send it right over to Robbie. And I'm like, we have to do this, this, this. And he's like, I'm not listening to like user 235.
Right. And that's, we need that balance.
Yeah.
For y'all. Speaking of, well, I forgot, but the day we got home from opening day, which was Friday, we got home and I get home and I see that Phoebe had like a diarrhea on our rug.
Awesome.
And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, are you sick? And so I'm using every cleaner I have. I'm like, I'm freaking out. Like, get rid of the rug. So then I'm walking back in the hallway. There's more drops of it on the hardwood floor. And I'm like, okay, well, at least she tried to make it onto just the hardwood floor. She has diarrhea. So I'm cleaning that up. Clorox wipes like crazy. Go back into the bedroom, more on our bedroom carpet rug.
Ew.
So I am just absolutely stressed out. And I'm like, man, we come home. Haley's holding the dog back, like the bag, while I'm putting like the wipes and stuff. She's like, you know, life is so glamorous. You go from like your opening weekend directorial debut to just
cleaning up your
diarrhea.
Dog's poop. Remember when Phoebe peed on our bed? My bed?
Yeah, she's grown out of that, I think.
She'll never live that down.
No.
In our house. Now we don't let dogs up in our bedroom. I'm like, Phoebe,
so sad.
Phoebe lost all the privileges for any dog to come into our bedroom.
Yeah, it's really sad. She didn't mean it.
You know what I forgot to tell you about, actually?
What?
So we had our Canasta tournament last week.
Yeah, you did.
Wow. So it wasn't like a tournament. This was just like a Canasta night.
Okay, just fun.
It was just fun.
No, low stakes.
Low stakes.
Okay.
Robbie and I sat down with these two girls who were like Canasta masters. So we were
Canasters.
Like Canasters. And so Robbie and I were like, we're probably going to lose, but we'll learn. You know, like this was great learning. Because we've only played a handful of times and then we only got two tutoring sessions. Okay. Our tutor was at this party and we were like talking to her and she's like, oh, I brag about you guys all the time. Like I say, I had a couple pick it up in two sessions. And I was like, really? She's like, yeah, some people take like 12 sessions. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, so I'm feeling fly. Like I'm like, she kind of puffed me up. My chest was out.
Fly.
Yeah. And we're playing with these masters, these two girls, and we crushed them.
Wow.
Like blew them out of the water. And I'm like, maybe Robbie and I have something here. Like to where we could do it competitively.
You should do it.
I know. So I'm looking into if they do Canasta tournaments because I want to enter. And then I get home that night and I found out that Travis Kelce was at the same place we were at that night. But I didn't see him because I was like just like
Canasta.
No, he wasn't in the Canasta tournament. It's like a club that has like many different like levels. There's like a restaurant on one and there's like a rooftop bar.
In LA?
Yeah, Bird Street.
Fun.
He was there.
Yeah.
But we had
Ships in
the night.
He probably came way after you.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, we were probably leaving our event
as he was getting ready for dinner.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But I was still excited about it.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Mm-hmm. So anyways.
Allegedly, he was on his bachelor trip. Was that his bachelor trip?
I'm guessing. Well, it was Wednesday night, so
feels... Okay. You never know. When you're a celebrity...
You do a bachelor week?
Sure. an LA Bachelor romp.
Yeah. Because Taylor had her bachelorette this weekend, I thought. The Rhode Island fireworks.
I don't know.
Do you scroll on social media?
I do, but I saw this thing that was like they're getting ready for a wedding, and it was like clearly not their wedding because people were like, I don't think those people would be dressed like that for their wedding.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Feels judgmental.
So I don't know. I just don't believe everything when I scroll.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Taylor had her bachelorette party. She had fireworks in Rhode Island. There was fireworks. Blake Lively was not there because she was photographed in New York City.
But yeah, I did see that. But she was photographed on whatever. It was two different nights. So yeah, she could have been at the party.
The bachelorette for just one night?
Sure.
Just a quick stint?
Sure.
In and out?
Yeah.
Do people do that?
Yeah, most people do bachelor at nights and it's not like a whole thing. So Blake could have been like, I just need to pop in and then I got to get back to the kids.
I'm sticking with my story.
That she wasn't invited?
No, I don't know if she was invited. She just wasn't there.
Okay.
She might have been invited, but declined her invite. I can't confirm nor deny.
Thank you, the invitation. Tanya, we'll call TMZ, but it's Tanya's maybe.
Zygon. What's a zygon?
Zygote is a, like an embryo, but I don't think zygon is more
than zygote. Semi. I don't know. We'll work on it.
Yeah, let's workshop it.
Let's get into Dear Banya.
Let's do some Dear Banya. This first one is from Bree, who is a Canadian ally and has some questions for Becca. So Becca, get your answering muscles ready. Truthfully, I started listening to your podcast when Becca came out. I found her story so beautiful and inspiring, and I've been a regular listener ever since. Well, welcome to the party, Bree. Looking back through Becca's story, I realized that her sisters are also queer. It made me curious about what that experience has been like for your family. Growing up in the South, did you and your sisters have conversations about identity with one another? Or was everyone's journey more individual? Is that something that was openly discussed when you were younger, or did those conversations happen later in life? And has having queer sisters shaped the way your family relates to and supports one another? Happy Pride from a Canadian ally, XOXO Bree.
Hi, Bree. Thanks for listening. It's been a very interesting journey because I didn't even... Like, I don't have the experience of feeling like I was in the closet my whole life.
Right.
Because I am also attracted to men, and I think any idea of like what in hindsight could have been a crush, I just thought like, oh, I want to be like her, or I don't even have I had like crushes on teachers or like innocent things like that, but I didn't have like friends or people that were my peers that I had crushes on that I remember till I was older, where I go like, oh, maybe that was more of a crush than just like a friend only. Mm-hmm. So I had a different experience, and because when I met Haley was the first time that I even started thinking or questioning that. And so it wasn't a conversation I ever really thought about having growing up. And I also grew up very conservative and Christian. So it was just very much like shut off because like you're told that's wrong. So don't even go there, basically. My sisters are Caroline's 7 years younger than me. And then my other sister, Hink, is like 11 years younger than me. So they had each other, I think, navigating that together and probably had more conversations about it. I didn't find out till they lived with me. And I think Hink was 19 or 18 when she told me. And it was so nice when I met Haley because they were living with me at the time. And so we had each other. And, you know, it's like you navigate hard conversations with family and coming out. And I don't share a lot about that because I've chosen to have a public life, and that wasn't my family's choice. But I think in all, I think having sisters who were super supportive and also understood the feelings that I was going through, even though I'm so much older than them, was really like helpful for me to accept what I was feeling without overthinking it. Because when they came out to me, I remember that was when I kind of questioned like how I was raised to believe that it was wrong. And I was like, wait, these people that I love more than anything, how am I supposed to think anything negatively about them? Like, I just want them to be happy and find love. And so I think having those conversations before I met Haley made me accept those feelings I had for her so much easier, because I knew I had them at the very least. I was like, everyone could leave and not, I wouldn't have anybody. At least I have them. So Yeah, I think having that was really like a beautiful part of that part of my life. And I also think it wasn't something we discussed growing up because we didn't talk about our feelings much about, like, they were so much younger than me. So I wasn't really asking them questions. But actually, one of my favorite stories and the reason why Tanya is on the podcast is because I had my sisters on for like one of the first few episodes when I was just doing the podcast by myself. And they're so funny and quick-witted. And I was like, they'll be so fun to have on the podcast, but I didn't know they were queer. And so I was like, oh, what kind of guys are y'all into? And trying to have this conversation with them. And they were so awkward. And I was like, they got so weird in front of the microphone, which now I know why, but I didn't at the time. And so Tanya was still in the studio and I was like, hey, will you come be on this episode? I need to fill in this some space here. And that's how Tanya
was. I was just a chair. Sitting in the studio.
No, you were
a spare rib.
You were the most
waiting
important
to be
guest
eaten.
To be had. It shaped. Thank you, Caroline and Hink, for not coming out to me yet because it shaped the way this podcast would be forever.
Forever.
But no, we all have each other, and it's been a really special thing. And you know, I'm really grateful for them and that. Especially during that time, it was vital for me.
Yeah.
Even though all my friends were totally fine with it.
Somebody asked me about that. I can't, because we were talking about the movie, because I guess they were under the impression that Girls Like Girls was like your love story with Haley. And I was like, no, this was like Haley's like first ever, like when she was kind of navigating it, you know. And I'm trying to remember who it was, but they were like, what was it like when Becca told you? Like, did she have this whole like coming out to you thing? And I was like, no, she like literally just told me I made out with this girl last night. And I was like, oh my God, it was like the Katy Perry song. I was like, did you like it?
Yeah,
you
know,
like, I really liked it. Like, it wasn't even like this coming out thing. It was literally just like, I made out with this girl and like, I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah.
Like, we never really had that. It wasn't like a thing.
No, no. And I also think I was almost 30 at the time. I was very confident
so
in who I was. And I think that had a big part to do with my how I navigated it. And I also trust my friends so much. Like, I felt so loved by my friend. I never once thought like, oh my God, Tanya's going to abandon me because I kissed a girl or like a girl. And then that's why
I was honestly concerned for you at that time. I was like, I don't know if this girl's capable of love. Like, I'm concerned. She's almost 30 and she's said she's like never had these feelings and she's never like wanted to like spend every minute with somebody. I was like, I just don't know if Becca has it in her.
Mm-hmm. Same. I also am such a if you've seen the movie, Sonia is they're both like in high school and Sonia is. Make some decisions that are really hurtful and says things that are hurtful. But I am such a Sonia defender because in my mind, if I was navigating how I felt about Haley at 16, 17, whatever, in the environment I grew up in, which is this is wrong, you can't do this. But I knew how strong my feelings were for her. I would have been doing the exact same thing, like having those moments of like, I need to like graze your leg. I need to like kiss you. I need in private. And then I would feel so much pressure from the outside noises and what I was supposed to be and the expectations of me. So everyone who's such a hater and they're like, don't date a Sonia. I'm like, they're kids. Like, the guys are doing this too. And it doesn't make their actions right.
Yes, they are. The guys were doing it too. They were doing it to me, the Coley.
It doesn't mean they're a bad person because I would like to think people have growth beyond their high school years, hopefully. We have some questionable texts.
Oh,
but
yes.
From,
I read this and I was pissed.
Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Dude, my kid loves Marvel's Spider-Man now.
No way. How?
Lingo Kids. They have Spider-Man themed activities. It's completely safe, like if someone took our comics and made them perfect for a four-year-old.
I still hang on to my old collection. Does it have Disney Moana 2? My daughter is obsessed.
Disney Moana, Frozen, Zootopia, it's all in there.
I'm downloading this right now.
Full of fun activities inspired by beloved stories from Disney and more, Lingo Kids is where little ones discover more about favorite characters, and maybe yours too.
Lingo Kids!
Everything kids love. Download it for free.
Dry eyes still feel gritty.
rough or tired? With MyBo, eyes can feel...
MyBo, oh yeah.
MyBo, Perflora Hexaloctane Ophthalmic Solution, is used to treat the signs and symptoms of dry eye disease. It's the only prescription dry eye drop that forms a protective layer for the number one cause, too much tear evaporation. So eyes can find relief that's...
MyBo, oh yeah.
Don't use if allergic to MyBo. Remove contacts before using and wait at least 30 minutes before putting them back in. Eye redness and blurred vision may occur. For more info, talk to your eye doctor. Call 1-844-MYBO-YEAH or visit MyBo.com.
The best summer pieces are the ones that you end up wearing on repeat. Comfortable, versatile, and somehow right for almost every occasion.
That's why I love Quince. They make elevated essentials using premium materials like European linen, organic cotton, and washable silk without the traditional retail markup.
Their linen pieces are perfect for summer. Lightweight, easy to style, and great whether you're traveling, going to dinner, or just running around town.
I was going to copy you and get these scarves to have for the summer because sometimes you just need something light and cozy.
No. So I'm on this journey of just like, I'm tired of being cold all the time. I'm always cold, even in the summer, because it does get a little chilly at night. And I realized these 100% European linen scarves that I got are perfect because they're linen. So they're like appropriate for summer. And when your neck is warm, your body's warm. They're perfect.
And Quince also has beautiful jewelry, denim, sweaters for cooler nights, and even home essentials. Everything feels elevated without the luxury price tag.
And we love that they work directly with ethical factories and cut out the middleman so that you're getting incredible quality at a real accessible price.
Make your summer wardrobe feel easier. Go to quince.com/scrubbing for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too.
That's quince.com/scrubbing for free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/scrubbing. Vibe coding is everywhere right now. But it's not just for apps anymore. Now it's making its way into website creation. Wix has introduced Wix Harmony, a vibe coder for websites that lets you type what you want and generate a site ready to use right away, complete with forms, payments, security, and more built in. And Wix Harmony doesn't require AI for everything. You can still click and edit anything manually or select an element and have Aria, your AI agent, make updates for you. It's a smart solution to the frustration of repeatedly prompting AI just to make small changes. Try it for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
We're back.
Oh. This one's from Anonymous. I'm 31. I've been dating my boyfriend, who's 28, for 7 months. Everyone taking notes. Things have been great. He's never given me a reason not to trust him. I do have some trust issues from a previous 5-year relationship, and I'm actively working through them in therapy. Recently, while plugging in his phone, I saw a text exchange with a friend. For context, he's always had an open phone policy and told me I can look through it whenever I want. My boyfriend writes, "Bruh, did Kate lose weight? Because she looks hot." Friend, "Yeah, dude, she's been on Ozempic." My boyfriend, "I was going to say, if I still live there, woof." Crying laughing emoji, two of them. The fact that he finds another woman attractive doesn't bother me. It's the "if I still live there, woof" comment that felt disrespectful. I also saw a text where he was complaining to a close female friend about me getting lip filler. He did say I'm beautiful without it, but it still bothered me because I've already talked to him about it. One thing I've told him is that I'm trying to do relationships differently this time. In my last relationship, problems were discussed with friends instead of with each other, and I've made it clear I value bringing concerns directly to your partner. Are these legitimate concerns worth bringing up? Or am I letting my baggage from my last relationship influence my reaction? And if I should bring it up, how would you do it?
Mm.
Oof, woof.
Oh my gosh.
I have two schools of thought on this.
Let's hear.
Classes in session.
My first school of thought is, if you dig, you shall find. Like, if you're looking through their phone, you're going to find something you don't like. I just guarantee it no matter what. I don't care if your husband, partner is Jesus Christ himself. You disagree.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think so. If you went digging, I remember I went.
I don't think she was digging. I think that's
But she's looking through his. But she was looking through his phone.
No, she was plugging his phone in
and looking through it. Yeah, I saw a text. That's looking through someone's phone.
But saw his probably saw the text pop up.
I'm just saying.
I don't think she. I'm just saying. I don't. This isn't giving digging.
All I'm saying is, if you dig, you will find.
Easton, do we agree with this?
I agree that if you dig, you will find.
Yes,
but I also don't think she was looking for. I think she. She probably saw a text come through and was like, oh, let's see what's going on here.
But that's, guys, that's I don't, looking.
I'm saying it's, she was plugging it. Like, he's like, you can look through my phone. So she wasn't having to, like, get his phone at night.
I know, but it's still looking. Period.
Okay.
However, to me, these text messages are so concerning for multiple reasons.
So disrespectful.
So disrespectful that because she looks hot, okay, it's fine to say, bruh, did Kate lose weight, I guess. But because she looks hot is so inappropriate. And then if I still live there, woof. Also, complaining about your lip filler to another woman is like beyond weird to
Wild.
Me.
Wild.
Wild.
Yeah. If I still, basically what he is telling you with this text is that if he ran into her in another place, woof.
Yeah, but I don't even know how you bring this up to him. Like the one about complaining about the lip filler, I would say like, hey, like we're supposed to be a team, like a front-facing team. Like, if you don't like my lip filler, just tell me. I would really appreciate it if you didn't, like, say that to your friends or our family. Like, if you have a problem with it, please come to me and just share it with me. Like, I don't like that.
And she said she's already talked to him about it. So if that would have been his moment, if they had a conversation of, like, hey, I'm going to get lip filler. And he was like, oh, I think you look so beautiful without it. What, you know, but... Yeah, it was going behind the back and complaining about it. Rude.
But I don't even know how I would bring up the other one because I would just be so livid. Like, I wouldn't even know what to say.
I'd say,
hey, bruh.
Yeah. I hate that he says if I still lived there and not if I were single.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy to me.
Which is still not great.
No, still not great. But also, like, I'm sorry. I thought woof was bad. Like, I'm going back to Home Alone. Buzz, your girlfriend, woof.
Yeah, I thought woof was bad, too.
But I think it's like woof, like howling like a dog, you know? But
Barking. Yeah, he's barking.
Yeah. Woof, woof, woof.
Yeah.
It's all bad. It's all horrible.
I think you should just say, hey, I have been sitting on this and I was trying to figure out a way because I'm wanting to do this relationship differently than I did my last one. And I don't want to bring my insecurities from my last relationship into this one. But I was plugging your phone in and I saw this text exchange and I'm just having a really hard time moving on from it. So I wanted to talk about it with you. And I personally don't know how I would move forward with this with trust. Like, I would definitely have to be like, we need a couples therapist to navigate how I'm feeling about this, because that to me basically is like, in my mind, I would be like, he's going to cheat.
Yeah, it just, to me, I don't want to say it's like grounds for breaking up, but I just feel like you don't want someone moving that way or thinking that it's okay to move that way inside a relationship.
And talking about
and like, you
it
can't,
with other people.
It's a character thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not something that he can, it's not like, I don't like it when you leave the toilet seat up. Please don't leave the toilet seat up because then I fall in. You know what I mean? Like, this is like a character thing that I unfortunately don't think that you can correct in conversation with him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's disrespectful. It's disrespectful to you, both things that he did here that we have evidence of. Who knows what we don't have evidence of?
Yeah.
I just think that being, you're trying to heal something that someone else broke or you had issues with from a previous relationship. And I fear that you're with someone who is going to disrespect you. He already has.
Yeah, it's just going to continue and it probably will get worse.
But I definitely think you should bring it up. I would be so curious to hear what his reasoning or
no,
excuses.
He will weasel his way out of this so fast.
There's nothing to weasel. I mean,
like Ross Geller in some leather slippery jeans.
He did not weasel out of this.
Yeah. He's gonna try.
Yeah.
Try and damn
this. What happens. I just think you need to bring it up. I don't think you're crazy for being upset by this. I don't think you're irrational. I don't think you're in the wrong. I think that he is very disrespectful. And if he's speaking about, if you found that just with no effort, There's no way. What is he saying about you? Like, how is he speaking about you not in text messages when he's with his boys on a night out?
I think you're at a very great part of the relationship, though, because they've been together 7 months. Because that to me, that's not like you could still end this and like you're not living together.
Right. No skin off your teeth.
Yeah. But 7 months is also long enough for someone to show you who he is. Mm-hmm. I think he's not going to change. I don't think. Even if you bring this up to him and he's like, well, you know what? You're right. I should not have said those things. Like, he's not going to do that, first of all. And if he did, I don't know. I'm sorry. This is just like this type of guy, I don't think changes.
Yeah.
So sorry to say that.
Yeah. I'm sorry you're going through that. It's really
That's really tough.
But I agree, Easton, that you make a good point. You're in a good spot. End it.
end it right now.
Yeah, it feels like an end it to me, too. Yeah.
Here's another anonymous one. I've been married for almost 12 years. My relationship with my mother-in-law has always been difficult. She's often been critical and judgmental of me, but I've always tried to keep the peace. In 2020, a huge fight broke out during a family vacation. My husband had just had a hip replacement and was running a fever during the trip, and a lot of long-standing issues came to the surface. My in-laws left that night, and despite our attempts to reach out afterward, they completely cut off communication with us and our kids for an entire year. No calls, no birthday, nothing. A few weeks ago, my father-in-law reached out to my husband and asked to reconnect. My husband is ready to move forward, but I'm struggling with the idea of simply pretending nothing happened. What hurts me most is the impact on my kids, especially my son, who is extremely close with his grandfather. He spent that year confused, hurt, and wondering why they disappeared from his life. I've told my husband that before we move forward, I'd like a conversation with his parents about what happened and some acknowledgement of the hurt that was caused. I'm not looking for a perfect apology, but I don't want to teach my kids that it's okay to just disappear from someone's life for a year and then act like nothing happened. Am I justified in wanting to address it and set boundaries, or should I let it go and move on?
I know that everyone's living life for the first time. Like, everyone's navigating things as they go. But when parents don't act like parents.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
And it's like,
because at the end of the day, when you're fighting, it's really ego. Like, that's really what we don't know. She didn't tell us what this fight is about, but it's really just ego that makes you stop talking. And then there's children involved. Like, you're hurting these little kids'
innocent
hearts.
Kids.
Innocent. Because of your ego, because you can't just suck it up and either apologize or like get to some common ground with another adult.
But my thing is, even if you have conflict with the adults, like, send the kids gifts, like, call them. Like,
yes, it's insane behavior.
That is so devastating.
Yeah, it's insane.
I agree with everything you're saying. I don't think you can expect a perfect... I think it's the only thing that can rebuild this is time and, like, you know, working at both parties choosing to move forward. But I also think you deserve every right to have a conversation about, like, hey, this was really hurtful and we need to talk about why that was wrong and how we all want to move forward.
Well, I think ultimately... I do think coming to like some understanding and communication and like having that be a cordial relationship is super important. But I also think setting the boundary and the expectation of like, you cannot do this to my kids again. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to be in their lives, mm-hmm. you're going to be in their mm-hmm. lives. You're not just going to ghost them again. Like, that this isn't happening again.
Yeah. Like,
otherwise, you're out forever.
Yeah. Like, if you can have issues with us, but you cannot come in and out as you please into their lives.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sorry that I definitely think your husband should navigate this with you and be a team with you and make sure that y'all are having the conversations needed that you feel ready to like have them back in y'all's lives.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Oof, that's a rough one.
Yeah.
We have another anonymous one, but should we take a break?
Were you going to do the husband stalling with kids an emotional affair?
I was going. That's the one I was going to.
Okay, let's take a break and then do it.
Okay.
Mom, are we there yet?
10 more minutes.
Only 10 minutes?
Can you drive slower?
What's up with them today?
Lingo kids.
That app we downloaded last week?
They love it. The games, oh, this funny baby bot character... Kids, we're almost there.
No!
With more than 4,000 interactive games, songs, and shows little ones can't get enough of, Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids.
Why didn't we download this sooner?
Lingo Kids!
Everything kids love. Download it for free.
Dry eyes still feel gritty, rough, or tired? With MyBo, eyes can feel...
MyBo, oh yeah.
MyBo, Perflora Hexaloctane Ophthalmic Solution, is used to treat the signs and symptoms of dry eye disease. It's the only prescription dry eye drop that forms a protective layer for the number one cause, too much tear evaporation. So eyes can find relief that's...
MyBo, oh yeah.
Don't use if allergic to MyBo. Remove contacts before using and wait at least 30 minutes before putting them back in. Eye redness and blurred vision may occur. For more info, talk to your eye doctor. Call 1-844-MYBO-YEAH or visit MyBo.com.
Vibe coding is everywhere right now. But it's not just for apps anymore. Now it's making its way into website creation. Wix has introduced Wix Harmony, a vibe coder for websites that lets you type what you want and generate a site ready to use right away, complete with forms, payments, security, and more built in. And Wix Harmony doesn't require AI for everything. You can still click and edit anything manually or select an element and have Aria, your AI agent, make updates for you. It's a smart solution to the frustration of repeatedly prompting AI just to make small changes. Try it for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
This episode is brought to you by Reef. If you've worn anything from them before, you already know comfort is their thing. But here's what people don't always realize. They've taken that same comfort and built it into everyday shoes too. Enter the Women's Neptune. This shoe just gets real life. The crush back heel is a quiet hero. Just kick it on when you're rushing out the door, then flip it up when you want a little more structure. It's why so many people swear by it. It's their go-to travel shoe. It's lightweight, breathable, and the soft quilted insoles feel good from morning to whatever time you finally sit down. I wear these on those nonstop days, errands, meetings, running around, and I never even think about my feet. No soreness, no countdown to taking the shoes off, just easy. If you want a shoe that keeps up with your calendar and your mood, check out the Women's Neptune on Reef.com and treat yourself to 15% off your first purchase.
We're back.
Another anonymous email here on Dear Banya. My husband and I have been together for 13 years and married for 5. Before we got engaged, I was very clear that I wanted children, and he agreed that he could see that future too. But 7 years later, he's still unsure about having kids, and it's become one of the biggest challenges in our marriage. Recently, while trying to understand why we felt so disconnected, I discovered he's been having what I would consider to be an emotional affair with a coworker. There was nothing physical, but he had been confiding in her about his fears, his stress, work struggles, and concerns about our future, things I thought he was sharing with me. He says the relationship developed during a stressful period and wasn't the cause of our problems, but rather a result of them. He has apologized, taken accountability, and says he's committed to repairing our marriage. Still, I feel blindsided and deeply betrayed. How do I know if his uncertainty about children is something he'll eventually work through? And how do I know whether our marriage can recover after he chose to lean on someone else during such an important crossroads in our lives? At what point do you stop believing in someone's potential and start accepting who they are right now? Oof.
This might need to go to someone with a higher degree than us here.
Why?
Because it feels like, you know, the conversation of wanting kids before you get married is such an important decision for both people to agree on. And it sounds like...
It seems like they did, and then he changed his mind.
Yeah, but he's not communicating that to her. He's going to somebody else that he spends every day with at work, this information. And it's like, the question I would have is, why do you feel so safe? Why don't you feel safe sharing that with me as your partner?
Yeah, I feel like these are things that are very important to talk about before you get married. You know, like being on the same page about those things is like so crucial, mm-hmm. even if it takes you longer. You know what I mean? Like Robbie and I weren't always necessarily on the same page about everything in terms of timing. just because of our history and like our lives and where we were at, but like we overly communicated our expectations and what we wanted out of the relationship. And when we finally got on the same page, that's when we got engaged and like moved our relationship forward. So I feel like having those conversations is super important. Also, I don't know how old you are, but like you can't kick the can forever. You know what I mean? Like, unfortunately, as women, we do have a biological clock, and like he's got to get on the horse, if you know what I'm saying, or vice versa.
Does like kick the can mean die?
No, kick the can means like you just kick it down. Like, I'll do it later. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it and we'll do it next year.
It also does mean die.
Oh, okay. It does? Yes,
it means both.
Oh, what a double entendre.
Kick the can down the road means to delay something, and then kick the can singular. Yeah. Means to just die.
So I meant kick the can down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough. I always think like when you're in a long-term or serious relationship with someone, I think you really have to be on the same page on things like children and then like personal values. That's something like Allison and I do not have the same taste in music, or like there's so many things we are different on, but we are exactly aligned in like, you know, politics and where we are in terms of starting a family and those kind of expectations. And I think that's why our relationship works. You really have to be locked in. And I think the fact that she was so determined, she said like, I know I wanted kids. And he was like, he could see that future too. And I was like, ooh, that's not the same.
I also, now there's this, okay, so you have stalled and we don't know where we land on having kids or when that's going to happen. So there's that issue. And now she has this trust issue with him confiding in someone else. And it's like, how do you navigate him going to work every day with this person?
That would send me.
So all jokes aside, I really do think you should talk to a couples therapist, because I think you need to decide what are the boundaries that work, that are realistic. Because like, if this is a job that he loves and is financially supporting y'all, then he can't just quit his job. But like, what does it look like moving forward? Because on top of big life decisions, now you have to consider him, you know, having an emotional affair.
You know what's interesting though, is I always feel like because they're married, the stakes are higher. Do you know what I mean? Where if they weren't married, they were together for 13 years and he was playing these tricks, I'd be like, get out.
Yeah.
Move on. But I'm like, the stakes are higher because they're married. But then I'm like,
yeah, but there's no kids yet. So you're maybe get out now.
Yeah. But then I like that he apologized, took accountability, and says he's committed to repairing our marriage. Like, that is a huge thing. Imagine if he was just like, there's no problem with this and there's fine. Well, yeah, that's like a whole different story.
I think we'd all be like, get out.
The fact that he did those things makes me feel like he's not a bad guy. He maybe made some bad choices.
I think you talk to somebody, a professional. Tell him that's what you need to do. What?
Fine.
I think it's helpful, because I don't want her to get into a place where she spirals and then the boundaries are confused or blurred and they don't know what's okay, what's not okay. Do you want to have kids? Like, he clearly doesn't feel 100% safe to talk to her about it. So having a third party there to navigate the conversation, I just think would be so helpful.
Yeah.
Just to say what you need to say, both of you. But I'm so sorry. This is
awful.
Really complicated and
tough.
We wish you the best, whatever that looks like.
Yes. Yes. Hope everything works out for you, Anonymous.
I think we should wrap.
Let's do the last one.
I think we should do one more before we say goodbye. And I'm sorry we did. That was a very heavy one. And this is another kind of intense email. So I'm really sorry. This is from Brooke. Dear Becca, Tanya, Mark, and Easton, I'm an avid listener from South Carolina, and I came upon this story while scrolling social media. Had to read it to make sure this was not Tanya. Love, a huge Tanya taught Brooke. Here's the article. Woman arrested after driving over 100 miles per hour to watch Love Island. Tanya, were you in Arizona recently?
This was not me.
This is not you.
Could have been.
It could have been. It could have been, but it was not me.
She was
maybe
going
season six.
Yeah.
But not season eight.
No.
She's going 108 in a 65 mile per hour zone. She was trying to get home fast to watch Love Island to make it home in time.
You know, I do have to say though, Now that Love Island is bigger than it was before, I could watch Love Island at my leisure. Now, if I don't watch it the day it comes out, I'm getting spoilers on social media. So I understand the speeding because the spoilers do be coming. Yeah. And even me, somebody like, if you don't watch it at 6 p.m. on the nose, you're getting spoilers. Like, I watch them before I go to bed. So it's like 8 o'clock at night and I've already seen like some of the crotch stuff, you know? So, Brooke.
The crotch stuff.
Well, like,
the
whatever.
The girth check. Right?
Yeah, the girth check. Like, I'm seeing all this stuff on social media, and I'm like, I don't want to see that. So I understand the speeding.
Well, here's the thing, though. Sometimes you're speeding to rush home so you don't miss it, and then you get pulled over and put you even further back with a ticket.
Yeah, that's true. It's never...
I need to know if she got a ticket or not. That's the important part. Did Love Island get her out of the ticket? I imagine no.
She was
arrested and booked on charges of criminal speed, and her vehicle was impounded for 20 days.
Not worth it, guys. No. Just wait. Just drive the speed limit. It'll be there when you get home. Okay, we will be... We're leaving. We're done. Adios.
Adios.
We love y'all so much.
Love you.
Have a wonderful weekend. Bye. Bye.
Mom, are we there yet?
10 more minutes.
Only 10 minutes?
Can you drive slower?
What's up with them today?
Lingo kids.
That app we downloaded last week?
They love it. The games, oh, this funny baby bot character. Kids, we're almost there.
No!
With more than 4,000 interactive games, songs, and shows little ones can't get enough of, Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids.
Why didn't we download this sooner?
Everything kids love. Download it for free.
Dry eyes still feel gritty, rough, or tired? With MIBO, eyes can feel...
MIBO, oh yeah.
MIBO, Perflora Hexaloctane Ophthalmic Solution, is used to treat the signs and symptoms of dry eye disease. It's the only prescription dry eye drop that forms a protective layer for the number one cause, too much tear evaporation. So eyes can find relief that's...
MIBO, oh.
Don't use if allergic to MIBO. Remove contacts before using and wait at least 30 minutes before putting them back in. Eye redness and blurred vision may occur. For more info, talk to your eye doctor. Call 1-844-MIBO-YEAH or visit MIBO.com.
T-Mobile is reinventing business internet with super broadband. Whether you run a small office or a factory of 500, connection is everything. Powered by America's fastest 5G internet, plus Starlink. Super broadband from T-Mobile reaches every zip code in the U.S. Super broadband, a new era of business internet. Visit superbroadband.com to learn more.
Fastest 5G network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. Speeds vary due to local network characteristics and management. Satellite requires hardware installation and clear view of the sky for 36-month commitment.
This is Dr. Laurie Santos from the Happiness Lab, and this message is brought to you by Simple Mills. Simple Mills packs nutrient-dense ingredients into snacks that taste amazing, like their cheesy light and airy Pop'ums, or their five different delicious flavors of almond flour crackers, lifting you up, never weighing you down, so you can keep shining through the day. You could say Simple Mills is the feeling of the sun in a snack. Find Simple Mills at your grocery store.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.